We are at the tail end of a storm that has delivered rain and gusty wind throughout eastern New York and western New England. It looks like things will really settle down around and after sunset as the stormy weather moves out. The wind will really come down, though it's still going to be breezy tonight into tomorrow. The damaging wind threat will come to an end. And tomorrow looks to be a dry day, so it's really going to look and feel much different tomorrow compared to today. Out there today, we've had rain around. It is warm and it's rather muggy feeling as well. And there's still the chance for some more rain, some downpours, and maybe even some thunderstorms in spots as we move through the late day hours into the early evening. The wind will still be gusty out of the south, and in spots, that wind will be gusty enough to result in some power outages, so be aware that there's the potential that your power may go out. And as we move into the hours around and after sunset, the storm will exit, any rain will come to an end, we'll see the wind shift to the west, and I mentioned that the wind will really come down in intensity, so the concerns for wind damage will basically go away tonight as the wind eases up, but it's still going to be breezy at times. Overnight lows will be largely in the 30s and low to mid 40s. And then tomorrow, things are going to be fine. We'll see a blend of sun and clouds. It'll be breezy, but it's not going to be anything like today. And temperatures will be cooler, running largely in the low to mid 50s across much of the area, though we will hold in the 40s, especially in the mountains to the north and to the west of the capital region. In terms of the day's feel tomorrow, it is going to feel a little bit cooler because it's going to be cooler, and the air is also going to be much drier, so there's not going to be that mugginess that helps to make it feel a little bit warmer. And then by Wednesday, a little storm will scoot by to our south. It looks like it'll basically miss us, though there is the chance for a spotty shower or flurry. I don't expect that to be a big concern. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, any leftover rain will end, partial clearing, breezy, lows in the 30s to around 40, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, with highs in the 40s to low 50s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, any leftover rain will end, partial clearing, breezy, lows in the 30s to around 40, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, with highs in the 40s to low 50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, any leftover rain will end, partial clearing, much less windy, but still breezy, lows in the low 40s, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, cooler, with highs in the 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, any leftover rain will end, partial clearing, much less windy, but still breezy, lows in the low 40s, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler, with highs in the low to mid 50s. Region-wide on Wednesday, variably to mostly cloudy, maybe a spotty shower or flurry, highs in the 40s to near 50, and on Thursday, variably cloudy, with highs in the 40s to near 50. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.